there. Welcome to Earth in Tune on 99.7 KQUA. I'm your host, Janice. If you listen to KQUA regularly, please consider donating through kqua.org or become a business underwriter to support the station. There are multiple expenses related to running a radio station, and we depend on you, the listener, to keep us going. This show features music that mentions something in nature, and this is the 9th chapter of the flower version of the show. In this version, all the songs will mention flower or a type of flower. I recently returned from a trip with my husband to the desert part of our continent. The flowers are so different in the arid environment. Some of the plants look as if they are on another planet, at least to me, since the familiar plants for the area that I live are associated with more moisture. These desert plants sometimes bloom only after a high amount of moisture. One plant that gets its name from the frequency of blooming is the century plant. It blooms very infrequently, and although it is more frequent than 100 years, to some people it seems like 100 years. In fact, it is 10 to 30 years between blooms. The plant was in bloom in places recently due to the environmental conditions. The plant produces these very long stalks, over 10 feet and sometimes up to 26 feet. It then dies, leaving the shoots that carry on from there. This first song is called Century Plant by Victoria Williams and is the lead track from her Loose album of 1994, her third. Williams was born in Louisiana in 1958. Active since 1986, her career was taking off in 1992 when she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. The song gets the inspiration from near simultaneous deaths of her grandfather and her beloved dog. She tended to want to embrace immortality and the cactus that bloomed so infrequently. And the characters in the song were based on people who did extraordinary things with their time here on Earth.
Outside my house is a cactus plant they call the century tree. Only once in 100 years it flowers gracefully, and you never know when it will bloom.
Hey, do you wanna come out and play the game? It's never too late. Wanna come out and play the game? It's never too late.
Clementine Hunter was 54 before she packed up the pain. Old Uncle Taylor was 81 when he rode his bike across the plains to China.
Uh-huh. And the sun was shining on that day, just like the day.
Do you wanna come out and play the game? It's never too late. Hey, do you wanna
suffering, he knows that despair.
He offers them a rose and some quiet prose about dancing in a shimmering ballroom. 'Cause you never know when they will bloom.
Hey, do you wanna come out and play? It's never too late.
Desert wildflowers don't need much to grow to be like that, oh, to be like that. I've seen the desert now, and I know I want the water. Think of that, think of that. I'm not scared of the flood. I'll be there with open arms and my feet in the mud. I'm not scared of the storm. I'll be lying on the roof when the tornado turns and the thunder screams. Of debris flying above the town, closer to the stars than I am to the ground, and I'm not scared of the water. The rain is my parent, and I am the daughter. I'm not scared of the water. The rain is my parent, and I am the daughter. I'm not scared of the water. The rain is my parent, and I am the daughter. I'm not scared of the water. The rain is my parent, and I am the daughter. Desert.
Thank you.
That last song was Desert Rose, co-authored by British musician Sting and Algerian songwriter Cheb Rebah. After the release of the song on the 2000 Brand New Day album, Sting performed it for an audience of millions during the 2001 Super Bowl pregame show. While the song's striking music video, shot in California's Mojave Desert and featuring Sting being driven in a Jaguar by a masked female chauffeur, it led to the Jaguar being featured in the video in their TV advertisements during 2000. The song has a Middle Eastern vibe, and the album earned Sting a Grammy Award for Best Pop Vocal Album and his third Grammy Award for Best Male Pop Vocal Performance for the title track, Brand New Day. Born Gordon Sumner in 1951, Sting is an activist and actor as well as a musician. He was the frontman, songwriter, and bassist for the new wave band The Police from 1977 until their breakup in 1986. He started his solo career just before the breakup, and he has received 17 Grammy Awards. He won Song of the Year, 3 Brit Awards, a Golden Globe, an Emmy, 4 nominations for the Academy Award for Best Original Song, and he has received a BMI Award. He has also been given the Ivor Novello Award for Lifetime Achievement and was also inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, as well as the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, as a member of The Police. With The Police, Sting became one of the world's best-selling music artists. Solo and with The Police combined, he has sold over 100 million records. He's ranked 62nd as the 100 best living songwriter. This next song might be a little morbid, but with our travels in the desert, there were often memorials along the side of the road where people had perished. Their surviving loved ones put up a memorial and adorned it with flowers and other items to keep their memory alive. It is something we don't see very often in our part of the continent, but maybe they are just more visible in the open landscape of the desert. Plastic Flowers on the Highway is performed by Drive-By Truckers from their 2001 Southern Rock Opera album. Drive-By Truckers started in 1996 and are based in Georgia with roots in Alabama and Virginia. The band's constant touring has developed a dedicated following. The song is obviously about a driver that crashed while going too fast and he lost his life.
Help me, he was Flowers
That last song was Not Your Average Girl by the short-lived duo The Wilsons from their album of the same name, consisting of Carney Wilson and her sister Wendy Wilson, with some guest appearances by and collaborations with their father Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. The song was released in 1997. They teamed up with China Phillips, the daughter of John and Michelle Phillips of the Mamas and the Papa. They continue on and off with Phillips. The song is about a young woman that feels constrained by the life she is leading and the need to grow beyond the confines of a relationship. This next song is Cactus Flower by Mapache from their 2020 From Liberty Street album. Mapache is a duo from California. Clay Finch and Sam Blasucci began their friendship as kids and have been releasing music since 2016. They are based in Los Angeles and blend folk, psychedelic, cowboy, and Latin rhythm to invent their unique sound. The album title comes from the street they live on. Cactus Flower, which features Sarah Watkins on fiddle, finds romance in a night alone with a lover and their dog. The classic bolero dreams of returning home after a long journey and exhibits the well-worn chops the duo have developed on the road.
Ay, Dios mío.
We're Mapache, this is Cactus Flower.
hills up below, bestow your gifts on my soul with the power of the desert flower, a gift of the gods. We'll be right back.
Nothing can compare, nothing can take your place. Butterflies in my stomach every time I see your face. Oh, you're my desert flower, baby. Source of all my power, baby. Nothing can compare, nothing can take your place. Butterflies in my stomach every time I see your face. Oh, you're my desert flower, baby. I'm counting the hours, baby. Nothing can compare, nothing can take your place. Butterflies in my stomach every time I see your face. Oh, you're my desert flower, baby. Source of all my power, baby. Nothing can compare, nothing can take your place. Butterflies in my stomach every time I see your face. Oh, you're a desert flower, baby. I'm counting the hours, baby. Hours, baby. Hours, baby. Hours, baby. Hours, baby.
Last song was Desert Flower by the Floozies from their 2020 Dayglow Funk album. Brothers Matt and Mark Hill provide classic funk, hip-hop, disco, electronica, afrobeat, whatever, with hints of jazz and even film scores along the way since 2008. They started by doing local house parties, expanding to touring the country and performing alongside their musical heroes. The duo prides themselves on innovation. Nothing is pre-sampled and every show is a completely unique experience. The Floozies are known for their shows with lasers and aliens, and they hail from Lawrence, Kansas, and they have played at the High Sierra Music Festival in Quincy, California. They are scheduled to appear again this year. Matt started playing music at fairs as a 12-year-old, and Mark started playing drums in fourth grade. They sell their music with a name your price option. They'd prefer reaching people and convincing them to come out to shows rather than getting the quick buck. This next song is performed by Tweedy, an American rock band composed of Jeff Tweedy from the group Wilco and his son Spencer. The duo released one album, Sukiyari, in 2014, which includes the song Flowering. The album name references Susie, Jeff's wife and Spencer's mother, who was diagnosed with cancer during the composition process, and the album features 20 new songs. Flowering is a heartfelt exploration of relationships and inner struggles, alluding to deception, longing and danger, uncertainty, and a yearning for connection. The intent was to evoke introspection and provoke thought. There are a few more songs after Tweedy. I hope you enjoyed this show. I'll be back next week with another hour of flower songs. If you'd like to support this community radio station, please visit kqua.org and find the donate button. If you're a business and want to partner with Umpqua Watersheds, you can email me, janice@umpquawatersheds.org or kqua.org for more information. This has been Earth in Tune. We'll see you next week.
Stranger, don't deceive. Angel master, can't retreat. Northern nuts hung high in the trees, spilling oceans, existing to
faded flower.
Cactus flower blooming desert makes my horse's tongue hurt. I love that trick.